Welcome back. The Monaco Grand Prix is over. It took 2 hours and a little more than that. And I yawned about 18 times, but it's over, Kunal. It's over, Kunal. It's over.
Rishi, get over it. We had 6 winners. It was entertaining. Come on.
Oh, no. I mean, because they were so close to each other and there is no, absolutely no place to overtake. They need a place to overtake on this track.
Let me hear your recommendations. I know you've been itching to share a recommendation, but let me hear your recommendation.
All right. At the end of the tunnel is a chicane called the Nouvelle Chicane. It's a very brilliant piece of overtaking maneuver area. But what they need to do is reduce the breadth of the chicane, take it 15 meters inside so that there is 2 cars that can go into the apex together. That's when one can outbreak the other.
I agree. We saw Perez and Kovalainen almost coming along at the apex there. Is
we
that
also
why
saw Michael and
Michael
Kimi.
And Kimi, yes. So are you riding to Jean Todt or should I?
You should. I'm not a Ferrari fan anymore, but Ferrari did so well, man. So well.
Wonderful. And you know what, my dear friend, you have to eat your words right on this podcast. Let's hear it.
All right. We've been downwriting Massa every now and then. And
correction, you've been downwriting Massa.
And one of our listeners actually came back saying ki Massa's done so well in Monaco, so I'm going to be eating my words. Okay, Massa, you've done well. We love him. We really like him as a racer, but yesterday he got the feel of the car.
Really fabulous in Monaco, I would say.
Weber winning so nicely. Vettel making damage limitation. Very good strategy. What's wrong there?
I think it's brilliant because, like we've been talking of the tires and them making racing unpredictable. See, what one needs to realize is consistency is now the key.
Correct.
It's about scoring as many points as you possibly can, only because you're unable to score victory on that particular day. So for Vettel, it was brilliant because he got points off, you know, he was just immediately after Alonso and he got points off Hamilton. Okay. And for Weber, of course, it was brilliant because he scored 25 straight points, which add to his tally as well. So overall, in terms of strategy, it's great. Also, we forget Button didn't score again.
Correct. So you actually minus points from that racer.
Of course.
And that's how the table looks. Alonso's been the most consistent one, 76.
That's what.
And both the Red Bulls on 73. That's so it's going to be really, really tight at the end of the season.
It's going to be really tight. In fact, I don't see teams breaking away just yet. I was hoping that by the time we reach Spain and Monaco, we will see, you know, the front running team slightly pull away. But I don't see that happening just yet. Perez was fabulously quick. So had he not got those wonderful penalties that he ended up getting and starting last from,
he would have had
he
a
would have really been in the top 5 maybe. He was the fastest guy on track.
That was really brilliant. And one guy who was the fastest in Spain and the slowest in Monaco was Maldonado, and his car saw the sky and there was a great camera view, but that's the only contribution to the race he made.
You know, I'm very disappointed because I used to heavily bracket him as a pay driver.
Yes.
Okay. And
you had to eat your words at the end of Spain.
Yes.
You predicted him to win twice in a row.
And
he was airlifted.
Suddenly, I don't know. I mean, starting from FP3, I think a sheer dose of overconfidence.
Absolutely.
Okay, a slightly bit of arrogance as well, I'd
correct.
Say.
Correct.
I really wish he wouldn't have done that. He'd have done justice. Mm-hmm. Bruno Senna came in 10th, which means the Maldonado would have easily been
in the top five.
Had he really been having a regular weekend.
I think there's this one man who couldn't win. His name is Michael Schumacher. He's my favorite. He's had a very, very long run of unsuccessful races, majorly because the team has been letting him down.
Yeah, I think you must share with our listeners what you plan to do next blog. I secretly know you're planning a Havan so that you can get rid of the bad luck that Mr. Schumacher's been having.
Okay, let me count. Australia, gearbox failure. Malaysia, he was running with Grosjean again, had to retire from the race. In China, he had the wheel nut problem.
Correct.
At the end of Bahrain, I think he finished in Bahrain. He got some 2 points. Then last race, he ran in the back of
Spain.
Of Williams and now...
Wonderful. I love your memory, man.
Oh, God. I don't love it when half of Mercedes works and half of it doesn't. Why is Nico getting all the luck and the good car?
You know, in Ferrari, it used to be the opposite. Michael had all the luck. Maybe it's his time to gather some bad luck. But, you know, I never write him off. I still somewhere see him extending his contract.
What brilliant pace at the end of Saturday. But I must tell you, lackluster totally for Renault and Raikkonen especially because...
I don't know what's with Renault. I mean... Maybe I'm overreacting.
Correct.
We've been expecting them to win races.
Yes.
And Button himself said Lotus would be the team to catch in Monaco. But I guess they just get too conservative. I mean, Kimi clearly was quick. And then he had to hold on to dead tires for, I don't know, some dozens of laps, which I saw him lose pace. And it ruined Schumacher's race and ruined Hulkenberg's race and a lot of people's race. But I don't know, maybe they're getting too conservative. Maybe they're just happy scoring points right now.
And one man who wasn't being able to catch or was being caught by anyone was Jenson Button. Had a very weird race down under the backside of Kovalainen. And
yeah, it just shows, you know, it's so competitive. And also shows that Monaco is extremely impossible to overtake. Though I don't think Kovalainen could have done much. He tried to block in as many ways as he could.
Correct.
Some interesting racing, I'd say.
Yes, but if Perez can overtake Kovalainen, I guess a McLaren can. But that's different. Naren has done a brilliant Grand Prix. Finished 15. Thank you, Pedro De La Rosa, for crashing.
You know, Naren has been a fabulous street circuit racer. Uh-huh. He loves street circuits. Macau, in fact, I remember, I think a decade back, when I used to also go racing, I used to see those races.
I know.
And he was leading the race in Macau. He ended up crashing, unfortunately, because of some error in judging his pedals, if I'm not mistaken. But you know, finishing 15th, he's done fabulously well. He was a lap down on Timo Glock and stuff, and etc, etc. But his best finish ever since his comeback to the sport.
But yesterday was a very comical Grand Prix. I really laughed at the end of the Grand Prix when Verne was brought into the pits. He was running 7th, intermediate tires put on when not a drop of rain was troubling the drivers.
I think it rained for Toro Rosso, didn't it?
It rained. Actually, they had tears, which actually moistened
But
the
you
track.
Know, it was unfortunate. Verne, who's always typically been the fall guy in Q1, was running 7th. Uh-huh. I would have hoped he would have scored his points, etc, etc. But hey, just bad strategy, and that's what, I think he was some 6 seconds off the pace.
Absolutely. You really get punished if you're on the wrong tire. People are getting punished, but I think Montreal is coming up, where I guess it could be the 7th winner, and my tip is Michael Schumacher. I really see him doing very well. He loves the track.
He loves the track. I think it's a fast-natured circuit.
It should suit the Mercedes.
We've seen temperatures being low as well.
Exactly.
It hopefully suits the Mercedes-Benz, and it hopefully will give us our 7th winner and Michael's first win since his comeback.
That is brilliant news for us and for you guys. Everything that we say here is white and black. And if you have a comment or two to make, you can always hit the link below. Write a thing or two, like people have written about me when I've said bad things about Massa, and Massa has done so well, and he's actually asked me to shut up. So one of the listeners pointing it out, very well said, sir. Massa, we congratulate you. Welcome back to the winning not the winning group per se, but you are challenging for some good lap time. So we're all happy about it.
Very true
it is. True is Formula One. True is the nature of our blog. And in case you like it, you can say good things about it. Well, nobody's stopping you.